The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Sarah Moscatello. She is the President and General Manager of the Heat Pump Store. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here today.
So, Sarah, I love to start off all of these conversations with how in the world did you find yourself in the HVAC industry?
I ask myself that every day, actually. No, I love our industry. It is my chosen industry. I was not born into it. I had a career in marketing prior to becoming a territory manager for Lennox Industries. Really fell in love with the industry after working with lots and lots of different contracting businesses. And, you know, really from there, decided I wanted to do my own thing. And that's where we are today.
So I have to ask the question, why Daikin?
You know, Daikin has been such a great partner to us for years now. At one point in time, we sold a handful of different brands. And we really, you know, wanted to make sure we had these different options for our customers. We felt strongly as the heat pump store that it was important that we had that. And as time went on, Daikin and our local distributor just stepped up again and again and again. The equipment was rock solid. We didn't have issues with it. And then on top of that, you know, if there ever were an issue, Daikin, our distributor, were right there to have our backs and to serve our customers. And so the partnership just really developed organically, and it over time has just strengthened. We feel more and more that Daikin is the right brand for our company to be aligned with.
So do you remember your very first Daikin install?
I do not remember that. No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That was 15,000 installs ago. I don't remember. It really was a gradual process for us to have the experience and knowledge that the Daikin was just the right one. But I will say from the very beginning, our installers loved Daikin as well. You know, we never had any of the issues of installers' first installations of there being, you know, odd things that you have to know. They're easy. It's easy to install. And we've always appreciated that.
So tell me, what is the consumer reaction typically when you go out and say, hey, we're going to put in a Daikin system for you?
You know, there's a whole range at this point. When we first started installing Daikin, it was, you know, what is Daikin, basically. Over these last 10 years, there are more and more people who are actually requesting Daikin, who would want nothing except for Daikin because their friend, their neighbor, you know, what have you, has it, and it's awesome. And so now, you know, it is our go-to, and if anything, we have people specifically requesting it, which is not to say everybody still pronounces it correctly. Daikon, Daikin, it's all over the place, but they want it.
So, as you well know, there's been some regulatory changes that have happened recently. And in 2025, It is mandated that we move to a new lower GWP refrigerant as we look to move forward. And Daikin kind of led the way in North America, actually led the way globally. Back in 2012, Daikin introduced R32 into the market in Japan, and they've just been rolling it out across the globe and now looking to roll it out here in North America. In fact, a couple of years ago, they introduced the very first R32 ductless product here in North America with the Atmosfera unit. And I hear that you guys have been an early adopter and have been putting in some of those products. Tell me a little bit about your experience. And again, we'll start off with just that consumer experience. What has the consumer reaction been to R32?
Yeah, we have found that our customers are excited about it. They, you know, they don't necessarily know about all the regulatory changes happening, of course. They don't know the ins and outs of our industry the way that we do. They do know, however, that global warming is an issue and that they want to do anything they can to, you know, be part of the solution. And so, you know, for us, it's really incumbent upon us to tell them we have a solution for you. And so as soon as we had access to this equipment, we made a point of making sure we were letting people know we had this available for them. So, you know, our customers are very excited about it. And it's, how could they not be when it's such a win-win? You know, you've got a better refrigerant that's going to make more heat. It's not a blend. It's you need less of it. And there are just so many things that are positive about it. It's not, doesn't have the same global warming potential that the old does. And then on top of that, the reality is, and customers understand this, that as we do get closer to the regulatory changes to where there's not a choice in it, F410A is going to become more expensive. And so they're also, we're helping them to look toward the future to see, you should do this now because, you know, it's mechanical equipment. There's always a chance there could be an issue in the future. We have to be realistic about that. And so why set yourself up now for something that is essentially going to be obsolete? You know, it's a delicate conversation, but there are just so many positives about the equipment that, you know, our customers really, really trust us and believe us when we talk about the benefits, and it resonates with them.
So how about your employees, the installers, when you said, hey, we're going to put in R32, were there any challenges that they ran into in switching from 410 to R32, maybe with tools or training or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing was, of course, everybody went through training before we started installing it. You know, the optics of the skull and crossbones and the flammability issue being sort of front and center, we really thought it was important that we first train our installers so that they really understood what this was and what this meant. And so, you know, we did all go through training in terms of specialized tools or anything like that. You know, I would say really our installers were like, oh, well, that's exactly the same, you know, other than having specialized refrigerant, specialized, you know, specific pumps and specific, you know, tanks for it. It's really the same. So for the most part, it's not a big deal at all. There's just a couple of key things that we keep separate but equal. And otherwise, it's really business as usual not a big deal at all on the installation side.
How about those doing sales for you? What have they found when going out and communicating to customers? Yeah. Or was there any resistance from the salespeople?
No. And, you know, I've got to say that we are definitely a forward-looking, technology-driven company. And so for us, I mean, they were excited. To them, it was like, we have something nobody else has, and we're leading the charge at the front, driving this, and we get to say, we have the best. We have this product that is better. You know, I mean, truly, it's better. So there was never any resistance at all from our sales team. They were very excited to be able to get out there and get after it.
Were there any, you know, concerns with the being an A2L and having that being slightly flammable from anybody on your team?
I think before we went through the training, yes. Before we went through the training, it was like, oh my God, am I, you know, is this stuff going to blow up on me? Is it, you know, there was all of the sort of fear because of not knowing. After going through the training, it's like, you know, I hate to say it, but my staff felt like, wow, this is kind of silly how many warnings and things there are about this. You know, if, as long as we're all doing the right things, this is not a big deal at all.
So in total, to date, how many R32 units or systems do you think you've put in?
Oh my gosh. I honestly do not know the answer to that. That's a really hard question. I'm sorry. I could have looked it up before. I don't know. I can tell you this. Anytime we're in a situation where we're selling a single zone system, we're offering the Atmosphera at least as an option, you know, for just residential applications. But I don't know how many.
Would you think that it's in the tens, the hundreds?
Oh, it's at least in the hundreds. Yeah, it's definitely at least in the hundreds. I don't know if we've topped 1,000 yet. I'm not sure.
Okay. But you've got a lot of units out there. So let's switch gears and talk a little bit about the service. You know, what have you seen as far as reliability in the equipment going in?
Yeah, we have had a very good experience with that. The fact that I don't know about service issues says a lot. You know, it's sort of a non, at this point in time, it's a non-issue. We're not going back for a lot of service-related issues.
Now, as far as I know, none of our competitors that are out there yet have any of their products, but a lot of competitors have said that they're going to R454B instead of R32. Do you have any thoughts or feelings when you compare the two different refrigerants and how your company's going to respond to that?
Yeah, I don't yet. And honestly, I'll be looking to Daikin for those messages. I don't, you know, right now when it comes up, mostly it comes up for me just within industry chat. Customers aren't necessarily talking to us about that. It's more, you know, inside of the industry. And, you know, I to me, it's like, look, we're just out there already doing it. I don't have time to really worry too much about which refrigerant they're going to use. I would, of course, love to know the Daikin, you know, party line on what our response is going to be to that. But I feel really solid about the R32. I feel really good about it and our experience with working with it, our experience of the systems, you know, their effectiveness and performance. So that's really what I'm going to be focusing on. And that's, I mean, in general, in my business, I mostly focus on our business and taking care of our customers, as opposed to trying to, you know, think ahead to figure out how to, what's my competition doing? I just, in my experience, if I'm taking care of my business and my house, then I don't have to worry as much about that.
And so when you kind of think about that, you know, with R32 and being with the Atmosphera, we're also looking to start rolling out a lot of unitary product, the ducted systems, with R32 in 2024. Do you think that's going to be a fairly easy, simple transition for your team, being in fact that they've already installed a lot of R32 units for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really do think on the sales and installation side, it's not a big, difficult leap at all. You know, I think it's more on the manufacturing side, frankly, on your side of things, where, you know, all the work has to come in to make it all happen. I don't see us struggling with that at all. I mean, it's always difficult when you're changing models and model numbers as far as working through distribution and what's available, what's not, you know, that piece of it, the logistics of that. But in terms of transitioning to R32, it's going to be not a big deal at all. It really shouldn't be to any of us out here. I mean, I don't think any of us, well, I guess I can only speak for myself. I don't have any big love affair with R410A. So, you know, it's like, I'd rather start the transition now to something better. Why wait? Why wait until you have to when it's better? So that's my feeling on it.
So one final question I love to ask all of our contractors that are out there is, do you have any words of wisdom or advice for your fellow contractors that may be listening to this episode?
Related to this refrigerant issue?
It can be anything, yeah.
Anything, yeah. I think, all of us working in this industry know this, just embrace the change. You know, embrace the change, it's happening. And those of us that can figure out how to move through the changes more quickly and, you know, hopefully without a lot of pain, I think are at least going to be happier. Embrace the change.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And for all of you that are listening, please go ahead and like this episode if you'd like to see more episodes like this. And make sure that you follow us on the Accelerated HVAC Success channel so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.